Welcome on this beautiful day in Hawaii, famous pond right over from the shore. It's pouring sunshine, sunshine. It's stuck in a liquid sunshine. Cool. Okay. I read recently that there have been massive layoffs in the global service industry of guided angels. There's simply not enough work to keep those angels employed. And few of us are taking full advantage of their service. They're out of a job. They don't ask for help. My guides have such a sense of humor. I meditated before composing today's lecture, and as I reached down to my meditative level, I saw them running around me. A dozen Tinkerbells rubbing me on the head with their magic wands. They were rapping me gently, of course, when I got the message. The magic wand would be amazing. Abracadabra, the wish your life's improved, you can solve problems, and more importantly, you can let other people come in. Those angels let me know their magic wand is love. And love today is my assignment. Popular culture feels that we're in love around with abandoned so much that it's great. Today, love is a watered down, wishy washy word that has a meaning. Now, I can't talk about love per se. I can talk about a few of its component parts. Today's lecture is a magic lesson to transform your life. The three essential tools are gratitude, forgiveness, and compassion. First piece of magic, gratitude. Gratitude opens doors to satisfaction and happiness. Gratitude replaces despair and hope, no matter how terrific an experience. There is something to be grateful for. Writing this lecture, I had to review different hardships I've endured and how gratitude changed my experience, changed my life. Living in gratitude changes crises to learning opportunities. When we learn to be grateful for all of it, the good, early, awful, we let go of the struggle. Our hearts relax. Whenever something awful happens, God has something better in mind. The job is to find it. Think about the events and relationships that end up in your face. The silver lining is the lesson learned. Gratitude is finding and appreciating the lesson. Viktor Frankl was a prisoner in a Nazi concentration camp during World War II. He wrote Man's Search for Meaning, documenting his experience. His parents, his brother, and his pregnant wife all perished in the camps. Frankl experienced and witnessed unbelievable evil. So often, he witnessed brutal beatings. Once that was on, next in disbelief, was Franklin knelt and recited a prayer of gratitude. Confused by Franklin's recitation, he asked Franklin what he was grateful for. Franklin responded, I am so grateful. I could never be like that. We all have the freedom to choose our attitude. Greatest choice from feeling of charity to gratitude. The second tool is forgiveness. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's a simple idea and difficult to implement. We have to let go of our attachment to resentment. Resentment has been defined as craving injury to kill you. Whereas the woman who stands in Lonely Star phrased it, if you want to your goal, then two ways. Resentment happens whenever we get into bitterness. Resentment keeps us hard to the point pain. 7 years ago, I was so angry at a former boyfriend. Rage consumed me. Anger was ruining my health. I was digging my own grave. It took me 18 months to express full range of all my emotions and to take ownership of my mistakes as well. I wrote him up. I said, what happened? How it made me feel? And how it affects me now. Writing that letter enabled me to forgive him. More importantly, I forgave myself. For the record, this fellow never apologized. In fact, my apology wasn't necessary. I didn't require his acknowledgement to talk about our mutual history. Forgiveness does not mean reconciliation. It doesn't change the past. But it sure changes our future. Plus, what are the health benefits of forgiving? In other words, blood pressure, and it relieves depression and anxiety. Third tool, compassion. Compassion is a deeply held belief that we are all connected to each other by something more than we can help us. When we're connected to others, we find a deeper meaning and the courage to move forward. We are meant to connect. That's how God made us. I was assigned to a 2-year tour in Saudi Arabia against my will. Kingdom was very bad for us. You might be aware. Women are strictly prohibited to drive. Women were dressed and locked from head to toe while they didn't work. Even men who they are not married to are present. It's life threatening. It was 1992, just a year after the Gulf War. I had just returned from my job in Connecticut, where I had a lawsuit against my supervisor for sexual harassment and discrimination. Now, I found myself assigned to a country where harassment and discrimination against women was national policy. My life was falling apart. I daydreamed that I had a plane ticket out of the kingdom. I walked around my little town house talking to myself. When reality set in, I knew I couldn't leave, and I slipped into a deep depression, and I thought I was mentally ill. Meanwhile, when I answered this assignment, I left the office with severe chest pain and went home. Later that afternoon, there was a knock on my door. It was my supervisor, Mike. Mike noticed my feeble health and he suspected my flipping skills and my value failure. But now, we had a tough assignment, but he really wanted me to stay and be happy at the embassy. He wanted me to stay and be happy. I was speechless. Finding happiness in this desert kingdom seemed impossible. And I was impressed by his courage to come visit me. With compassion, compelled me to try. I decided, if Mike could make this small effort, I would make an effort too. I had a month more of suffering before I found a mentor support program. The very first meeting, I remember felt hopeless. Those people were glad I found them. They hoped for me. After just one meeting, I felt happy. Couldn't beat that with a stick. So I kept going back every week for 2 years. After the use of relatives were describing my tour in Iran, Saudi Arabia. And I learned that happiness is a skill. And I learned to be happy one day at a time. This morning I talked about gratitude, forgiveness, and compassion. Three magic tools to manifest world peace and joy in our daily lives. Feeling gratitude is one of the simplest yet most powerful things we can do for each other. Keep a gratitude notebook. Write in it a few times a week. Write what you're grateful for. And review your writing. When you're grateful for all of it, good and the challenging, our hearts are full of grace. If you can't change the situation, change your attitude. Practice until it becomes second nature. Forgiveness. Holding on to prior life, real or imagined, is a burden. Practice forgiveness. Set yourself free. The object of your anger is probably completely unaware of your possible feelings. Your hostility keeps you locked up. We are both the jailed and the jailer. We have the key to open that door. Forgiveness opens that door. Forgiveness changes your future. Third tool, compassion. Compassion speaks directly to soul, offering hope. Like I went to be desperate. I was frightened. I don't know where to turn. My supervisors took off and let me know that I was worthy or valuable. Living this way is liberating. It requires only one sacrifice. I had to let go of my attachment to suffering, struggle, drama, and hate. The world is declining. There is no good reason to have so many unemployed angels. That's part of history. Many people in public life have abandoned decency in language and behavior and set a bad example. Those could continue in this downward spiral unless each of us has practice. And then draw tools, gratitude, forgiveness, and compassion. Practice, practice, practice. I've practiced for 23 years now, and I know firsthand. Fake it till you make it. was a 12-step program. Oh, quick. 14 miles.